Let's get started, yo. How we doing? How we doing? Hey, are you all excited to be here or what? Who's excited to be here? All right, cool, cool, cool. I'm going to make it really, really fast. Look at Caleb. Look at him with his glasses, man. You look good, man. I like it. I like it. Look like the Mexican David Koresh. I love it. I love Let's go. I love it, man. You look good, man. I tell you what, Caleb always has an amazing attitude. Caleb, tell them why you have a great attitude all the time. You told me the other day, tell everybody here, you're one of the best salespeople here at Nissan. Tell them why you have a great attitude all the time. Tell them.
I don't really have anything to be negative about. I have a good life. I live in a good home. I have a good partner, and I have a good partner in my life. Mm. There's nothing to complain about. Even if I do complain, it's not going to change anything. There's really no point. I have a good job. I have a great team. And I love what I do at the end of the day. So I have a bed to sleep in.
That's amazing. I love that. That sounds like plenty of good reasons to have a good attitude, man. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, Sean, you're another person that always has a great attitude, always smiling, always positive. Why is it that you always have a great attitude? Can you share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so thankful to be here with the group. As you know, and most people know, I came out from Boston, you know, to be with Bravo. And, you know, I always say to myself, what you think about, you bring about. Thoughts become things, so choose wisely. So I just choose to focus on the positive things in life, and negative things happen, but I don't focus on those. I just focus on the positive.
Nice, nice. I love that. I love that. All right. And what about Lou? Lou always has a great attitude. Lou, what's the secret? What's the secret sauce, girlfriend?
Oh, morning, everybody. Well, you know, I keep this posted and it says bad thoughts lead to bad feelings. Bad feelings lead to bad actions lead to a messed up reality. So the moment that you feel your thoughts seeping into bad things, immediately redirect that and think of the good stuff. So Amen. If you're having a bad day in sales, think of the good stuff. Think of how it can be a good day. Flip it around.
Amen. Amen. I love that. I love that. Well, it's good to see you. Thank you for sharing that, Lisa. I appreciate you. Paul, it's good morning. Good to see you. My man Jack in the house with that nice smile. I'm not even going to ask that guy. That guy, I don't know how he does it. Every day he comes in fired up, excited, and he does this thing where he screams like a crazy maniac in the showroom floor. And gets everybody fired up. And listen, anytime that you're around this guy and you hear that, what does it make you feel like? What does it do? Emmanuel, what does it make you feel like when you hear Jack going, oh, yeah. What does that do to you when you hear him do that?
It makes us feel excited.
Yes.
It makes
us
feel that we're going to have a great day. And we actually do have a great day whenever we're all in this, all excited, all pumped up, you know?
Isn't it true that energy creates energy? Motion creates emotion. Man, if I'm around somebody, you know, there's a saying that if you hang around people who are wise, three people that are wise, eventually you'll become a wise person. If you hang around people, believe it or not, if you literally were able to figure out how to hang out with three millionaires for over a year, most likely you will become a millionaire as well. So if you can, I'm talking hanging out with them every day, having coffee with them, eating lunch with them, having them over your house and you go to their house, you will become. But if you hang out with three idiots, guess what's going to happen to you in about a year? Okay. If you hang out with three people that gossip all the time, guess what's going to happen to you eventually? If you hang out with people that are always, I'm a victim and, oh, I'm offended because somebody told me that I'm not doing a good job. And, oh man, I'm in my feelings. Guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to become exactly that person. So don't be conformed. Be transformed, y'all. Be transformed, guys. We can't. I can't tell Lance. Hey, Lance, I really love your red shirt, man. It's a beautiful red shirt. What color is your shirt, bro?
Blue.
Okay, then. Okay, so I can't tell him, hey, nice red shirt. Can I borrow your red shirt sometime? What are you going to say?
No.
Why not?
I don't have it. It's not a red
okay.
shirt.
Okay, what color is it? Blue. It's a blue shirt. It's a blue shirt, okay? So let's call things for what they are. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Please, please, please. You know, a lot of the times, here's the deal. Most people don't want to hear what they need to hear. They want to hear what they want to hear. Okay? They want to hear what they want to hear. But anyway, today I want to talk to you about just a couple of things real quick. And thank you for joining us. I'm not going to keep you here long. So we talked about what does it take to have a great attitude? How important is it to have a great attitude? Guys, you're in sales. I mean, come on. Come on now. How important is it to have good attitude and great energy? I mean, managers, how important is it for you to come in every day with high intensity, with great attitude and with great energy? Seriously, is that going to make a difference in your day? Is that going to make an impact and a difference in your team's day? Absolutely, it is. It's a no-brainer if you think about it, right? And listen, we all came in today with problems, you know. We all came in with some difficulties. We all came in with some struggles. And we're wondering, man, I wonder if my relationship's going to work. I wonder if my finances are going to get better. I wonder if my health is going to get better. I wonder when am I going to stop feeling sad like the way I do. Or man, I really need to kick this addiction that I'm struggling with. Hey, we all have problems. That's the truth. That's for a fact. But we got to come in here every day and intentionally, I'm not saying ignore your problems. But there's nothing that you can do by worrying about these things while you're at work. There's nothing that's gonna happen about you trying to fix them while you're here at work. You can't fix them. Absolutely fix them. Absolutely address them. Absolutely get help. Absolutely get someone that you can talk to and figure out how you can fix these things. But here at work, I got to come in with a great attitude, with an attitude of gratitude. I got to be a brand advocate, okay? I got to believe in the Bravo brand. I got to believe in what Bravo stands for. What does Bravo stand for? Seriously, what do we stand for? We talk about this all the time. We stand for customer service. We stand for world-class service. We stand for transparency. We want to be able to give every customer the best experience ever. That's it. Who believes that? Who truly believes that? I mean, at the end of the day, y'all, I mean, I can sit here and I can train you and I can say, listen, if a lady's coming in, would you please run over there and open the door for her? If you hear a customer coughing in the showroom floor, would you grab a water for them? I can sit here and tell you, hey, if you see a customer looking at his watch like this, would you ask him, sir, is there somewhere you need to be at? Do we need to get you going fast because I don't want you to miss your appointment or whatever it is that you need to be at? If a customer asks, hey, where's the restroom? Do we just point and say, hey, is that way? Or do you get up your desk and say, sir, let me take you over there and show you where it is so you don't get lost and you don't get confused? So we need to have that mindset and that culture in our stores. If we just have that, think about the difference that it's going to make. And let me tell y'all, here's a big problem that I see. A lot of y'all are not taking this serious. You think it's a big joke. You think it's a big joke. You think it's just, ha-ha, who gives a shit? Who cares? I don't care about this. And listen, where has that gotten you? Where has that gotten you? Show me your bank account, people that have that attitude, okay? Those people are usually the ones that are always asking for an extra draw, or they're saying, hey, I need money because the attitude's not there. But you sit there with your buddies and go, ah, yeah, this is bullshit, and this is just dumb. I don't know why they're talking about this. But then you're asking, hey, can I get a little extra money because I can't pay my bills? So how is that working out for you? It ain't working out. So does it make sense to have a great attitude? Yes or no? Raise your hand. Seriously. Don't raise your hand because I tell you, look at my man B. Look at my man B. He didn't just raise his hand. He threw his hand up in the air. Go ahead and wave it, B. Wave it like you just don't care. Because, hey, man, I got to have a great attitude, man. But listen, sometimes we got to hear somebody tell us about it. Remind us. Who here needs a reminder to have a good attitude? I know I do. Who here needs a reminder and not get offended about everything that's been told to you that people are just trying to help you? Who needs a reminder on that? Okay. Who needs a reminder, okay, to appreciate your family and your spouse and your partner and your kids? And try to become a better person. Who needs that? I know I need a damn. I need two reminders. Guys, please, all of y'all remind me of this. But the problem is that nobody wants reminders, man. Nobody wants reminders, okay? The only reminder you want is a reminder that it's time to go home. And that reminder ain't getting you nothing. So set a reminder for yourself to, hey, be more disciplined, be more grateful, have a better attitude, be more professional. Keep growing. Don't take things personal. Hey, man, I'm going to fix it. I know I'm not doing everything right, but I'm not going to start. Wah, wah, wah. Everybody go like this. Wah, wah, wah. Take your mic off. Let me hear the whans. Okay, I'm just so offended. I'm so offended because somebody's trying to help me. What the hell? Everybody say, what the heck's wrong with you, man? Come on, unmic yourself.
What the heck's wrong with you?
Because let me tell you something, B. If I come to you and I say, damn, B, you ain't making no damn calls, bro. Get on the damn phone. Let's go. What are you doing, buddy? Let's go. Are you offended or are you thankful that I reminded you?
I'm thankful that you reminded me. I'll never get offended by anybody trying to give me constructive criticism. I will never be offended by anybody holding me accountable. And we're too blessed to be stressed in this business. So let's go.
Let's go, B. Let's give B a hand, guys. Come on now.
How about you go watch the lot?
Come on, man. Too blessed to be stressed, man. We sit here and we complain and we go, oh, how dare you tell me something? How dare you? Don't go there. Ain't nobody got time for that. What are we doing? Everybody say, what are we doing? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Instead of saying, what are we doing? Why don't we say, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, greet your customers like that today. See what happens. Hey, how you doing today? How you doing, beautiful people? Everybody say, how you doing, beautiful people? With a big smile. Let me see it.
How you doing, beautiful people?
How you doing, people?
No. Way to go, Rich. How you doing, beautiful people?
All right. That's it. That's how we got to do it. All right. And I almost feel like what we need today is we need some smile planks. So we're going to do 2 smile planks, okay? 1 minute each. So come on, go ahead and massage your jaws. Okay, go like this. Get them ready, because we're going to start doing some planks, some smile planks, okay? Here we go. Go ahead and massage your cheeks. Come on, Lance. Come on, brother. Okay? All right. Here we go. All right. The biggest smile ever, okay? The biggest smile ever. We're going to hold it for 1 minute. Ready, set, go. Hold it. There we go. Good job. Ooh, look at Jesus. I love that. Keep it going, Mr. Jesus. There you go, Soraya. Good job, Soraya. Look at Carlos. Come on, Carlos. You can do better than that. There you go. Look at Adam. Look at my man, Adam. Bigger, Adam. You can do bigger than that. Let me see. There we go. Look at Jason over there. Arturo didn't want to smile. He left us. All right. Jordan, look at that smile, buddy. I love it. Look at Kim. Look at that big smile. Let's go. Ear to ear. You can eat a banana sideways. I love it. Look at Emmanuel. Let's go. Look at Rich. Is his name Rich or is he Rich?
Rich.
His name is Rich. Okay. Oh, I love it. All right. Okay. Stop. Good job. Give yourself a hand. There we go, baby. Come on now. Keep it going. Let's go. Come on, Lance. Let's go, baby. Come on, man. No. Like this, Lance. Like this. Look. Get it, baby. Get it. Let's go. What are we doing? Unmic yourself. Say, what are we doing, Lance?
What are we doing, Lance?
Come on, Lance.
Come on, Lancey. Let's
go, Lancey.
Come on.
Over to Honda. We'll change that attitude. We'll make you smile over here.
Let's go. Guys, attitude is altitude, man. Let's let go of our problems, okay? Let's go like this. Let go. Okay, let go of those problems today and just focus on what's in front of you. Let's have an attitude of gratitude. I like this lady. What's her name right here?
Tam.
Huh?
Tam.
What's going on, Miss Tam? Tam? T-A-M?
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Your camera. We need to get your new camera, girl, but your smile. No, you're rocking that smile. Hey, clean it up. You guys got some coffee on there. What's wrong? You guys got some salsa verde on that camera. Wipe it up.
She looked like she in the county in that camera.
No, it's wrong. It's got the plastic on the camera still.
There we go. Oh, let's give it up for Tam. Miss Tam, yes. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, look, we're so happy to have you here. And I love your attitude. I haven't even met you. Have I met her yet? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you met me.
I'm sorry, Miss Tam. Miss Tam, I love your attitude.
I just change my hair all the time.
There we go. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to do that, girl. Yes. Let me ask you this. Are you excited to be here?
Very excited.
Why?
I love the people I work with.
Where do you work at?
Bravo Honda.
Let's go, Bravo Honda. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
But listen, it doesn't matter if you're a Honda. It doesn't matter if you're Bravo Nissan or your Cadillac or Chevrolet. You need to love your team like Miss Tam. So everybody say, good job, Miss Tam. Everybody unmic yourself and say, good job, Miss Tam.
Good job, Miss Tam.
Good job, Miss Tam.
Good job, Tam.
Good job, Tam.
Yeah.
Tam. Is that short for también?
No, for Latamra.
Hey, Flo.
What?
Latamra.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. You're hey, you know what? I'm going to buy you lunch today, girl.
Hey. Oh, there we go.
Let's go.
Hey, Alex.
I see you, girl. I see you.
Hey, let me take a second to give her a shout out. She made all of these little things for all the fathers at our dealership.
Wow.
And she went out of her way to do this on her own personal time and dime. So let's all give her a round of applause. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tam.
Y'all have one on y'all's desk.
That's amazing, Miss Tam. You know what? You're a kind human being. And you know what? When you're kind, good things happen to you. So we appreciate you and we celebrate you. And girl, go ahead and put your crown on, girl, because you're a queen in my book.
Put on and ready.
Queen Tam, let's go. Let's go. I love it. I love it. Good job. Good job. All right. Let's get back to business, y'all. All right. So what are we going to do today? What are we going to focus? Are we going to focus on shutting deals down? No. Are we going to focus on cracking heads? No. Are we going to focus on putting people together? No, we're not. What are we going to focus, Manny Pacquiao, over here on the corner, right here, this guy right here, Manny Pacquiao, with the sunglasses. Arturo. Well, I know his name is Arturo, but he tried to look like Manny. What are we going to focus on, Arturo?
I'll focus on selling, sir. I'm sorry, I was getting it up really quick.
It's all good, dog. You just got done beating up Floyd Mayweather. We understand how it is, the Hollywood life. You look good, man. Take those glasses off, man. You're good looking, man. I got to put mine on because I'm not good looking. But you're good.
I'm just waiting for them to get a little clear.
There we go. Well, thank you for being here, Arturo. So what are we going to focus on today, Brian? What are we going to focus on today, Lisa and Rich?
Thank you, customers.
Getting back to the basics, following the process, taking it slow and easy. Don't try to skip any steps. Ask for help if you need it. And just working as a team, using your managers, using all your resources in front of you. Use your little process card right here. It's got all the steps in the back. If you flip it over, bam, you can't fail.
What does it say in the back of that process card? I've never seen one of those. What does it say?
It is a fail-proof way to sell a car, start to finish. Can't go wrong.
Really? Does it tell you what questions to ask, Brian?
It sure does.
Does it tell you what's the next step to the sale?
It sure does.
So if I forget about something, can I look at that and remind me what I need to do next?
You can always look at it.
Wow, that's amazing. Who's seen one of those before? Raise your hand if you've ever seen one of those before. All right. Who's got one on them right now as we speak? Who's got one with them right now? Say, there you go.
See, I do.
Let's go, Rich. That's what I'm talking about. That's why you're rich, dog, because you're carrying around that process card. Love it. Rich, where are you at? What store are you at?
I'm at Bravo Honda.
All the good-looking people work at Bravo Honda. When did you get here?
I started on the 13th. This is about maybe my fourth day.
Okay. And how do you like it so far?
I love it. Everyone here is positive energy. You know, there's days where I come in and it's like, man, I got problems at home and things like that. But when I get here, it's like my whole mood changes because everyone's so positive. And it gets me going. It gets me excited. You know, it gets me wanting to, you know, connect with more people and just give that positive attitude.
Perfect. I love that, man. Well, we're so glad to have you here. And I'm so happy to hear that. That's exactly. I don't know if you know this or not, Rich, but our mission statement is to be the best part of everyone's day that we come in contact with. So hopefully we're doing that for you, man. And hopefully you'll start doing that for other people. When people see you, you're the best part of their day. So can everybody please make that commitment today that we're going to be the best part of each other's day, Look, Carlos, you got my favorite guy right there next to you. That's, I call him Chains. What up, Chain? Pull out your chain, dog. Show him what's up. Pull out your chain. Let's go. All right. So, Mr. Chains, tell him about our experience we had last week over there at Cadillac. What happened when you, when that gentleman was there and he was having issues with his car, Mr. Stout? Remember Mr. Stout? We made video with him. Okay. He was complaining. He said, man, I'm having issues with my car and this and that. And I just bought it. I never drive it. The battery keeps dying. They can't figure it out. And what did I tell this gentleman? What did I tell him? Do you remember what I told him?
Yeah, that we for sure were going to help him and we're going to fix that for him. And we did that, sir.
Yes, sir. You did an amazing job, sir. I gave you and Carlos all the credit, but I did tell the gentleman. Okay, listen up, y'all. You know what I did tell the gentleman? I give him reassurance that he was at Bravo and he had nothing to worry about. Can you please start doing that for me today? Hey, Mr. Yes, you are at Bravo. Everybody say you're at Bravo, sir. Everybody say you're at Bravo.
You're at Bravo, sir.
Follow it with this. You have nothing to worry about. Let's go. Say it.
You have nothing to worry about.
And now you're going to say this. Because we're like Allstate, you're in good hands. And go like that. Let me see it.
Because you're like Allstate, you're in good hands.
You're in good hands.
You're in good hands. Mr. Customer, we're going to take care of you. And then I looked at my man, Chains. Did Chains leave? What's Chains? He had a customer.
His appointment showed up. He had to step
man,
up.
That man's always making, no wonder he's got all those chains. He's always making money selling his Cadillac. But anyway, I said, Chains, what are we doing? Are we helping this gentleman? You know what he said? He said, sir, I'm trying. I'm trying. And I said, what? In front of the customer. I said, we don't try around here. Trying is a word that doesn't even exist in the Korean dictionary. Let me ask you this. Have you ever tried to fall asleep when you wake up in the middle of the night? Raise your hand if that's ever happened to you. Wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, man, and you're sitting there tossing and turning and tossing and turning and tossing and turning and tossing and turning, trying to fall asleep. And let me ask you this. How does that work out usually? It doesn't. Because you know what? Trying does not work. You either awake or you're asleep. Go ahead and mic yourself and say that. I'm either awake or I'm asleep. Go ahead and say it.
I'm either awake or asleep.
Okay, there is no trying, y'all. I'm trying hard, sir. I'm trying hard. Are you going to sell a car? I'm trying so hard. Are you going to make an appointment? I'm trying so hard. Are you going to put him on the right car? I'm trying, sir. I'm trying. There is no trying. Stop telling your partner that you're trying. Do you know how hard I'm trying to make this work? No. You're either making it work or you're not making it work. You're either doing it or you're not doing. Trying. You know what trying means? Trying means I don't really want to do it, but I'm pretending to do it. How about that? How about that? Can I get an amen on that? Yes or no? Are y'all with?
Amen. Amen.
So today, let's not try, y'all. Let's sell some cars. Let's take care of people. Let's give everybody world-class service. Let's go out there with our smiles that we just did a plank. We're ready. Let's everybody have a great attitude. Because you know what? I haven't heard anybody here yet with an accent, which means we're all Americans. Let's go, man. Let's go, baby. Okay, well, you're German, but okay. So we're all of us. We are Americans, okay? We are Americans. Where's my Americans at? Come on, let me see it. Where's the Americans?
Hey, Alex.
I'll mute yourself and say, we got some German people here or what?
No, Alex. Barbara said we're Mexican.
I know. Girl, you know I'm going to go there, okay? So we have some, yes, we also have a lot of Mexicans. So who's a Mexican? Let me see my Mexicans. Where's my Mexicans over here? Let's go. So look, we got Americans. We got Mexicans, we got Puerto Ricans, we got, even if we have some Canadians, okay? Are you a Canadian or are you a Kentadian, okay? Come on, man, come on. Stop playing with me and start praying with me, man. Come on, who's ready to go sell some cars today? Who's ready, man? Who's excited, man? Come on, man. You know, I used to always say, I tell my wife, baby, I got to go fuel the Ferrari. Because I don't know about you, but I consider myself a Ferrari. I really do. I consider myself top of the line. I consider myself the best of the best. I consider myself a well-put freaking machine. And so are you. Who considers themselves a Ferrari? Okay? Okay? And you know what we just did? Oh, you're a Ferrari. Come on. Let me see it, Israel. You're a Ferrari. Or what? A Lambo or something? What are you? Let me see. If you're not a Ferrari, tell me what you are. Are you McLaren? McLaren? Are you a Lambo? Are you a Ferrari? Whatever it is, right? This amazing piece of machine. You're a super powerful machine. Okay? You don't play around. But you know what you have to do with that Ferrari? You got to fuel the Ferrari. You got to fuel the Ferrari. Because if you don't fuel the Ferrari, how good would a Ferrari do you with no gas? With zero gas? It looks good, but it can't go anywhere. So you got to, every single day, y'all, you got to fuel the Ferrari. Please, can you please do me a favor? Can you please provide world-class service today? Can we please make that commitment? Can you please, please, please represent Bravo the way you would want your company to be represented? Can we please meet the customers where they want to be, not where we want to be? Can we please run over there and open the door for the customers, bring them a water if they're coughing? Can we explain things to people and not get frustrated? Okay?